to plan spontaneity in corporate worship. That's what we're talking about today. Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and welcome to the Sunday Sample, episode 38 for Corporate Worship Matters. So we're going to talk today about how to plan spontaneity in our times of corporate worship. Now, that's a bit of an oxymoron, isn't it? Planning spontaneity, a bit of a joke in the title there, because how can we plan for spontaneity? Well, in some ways, I think we can, and I actually think we should in our times of corporate worship. But more on that as we expound on our subject today. Now, last time we talked about ritual and its place in encouraging full participation in corporate worship. If you haven't listened to that, I'd encourage you to do so and leave your comments on the topic. But today, we're talking about the place for spontaneity as a worship leader. Should we encourage it? Should we exemplify it? Should it be something that's normally part of our church services? Well, let's consider a few things. Firstly, the New Testament. We'll look here at Corinth, a place with its good and less good practices in their worship services. But there is evidence for spontaneity there that's approved. In 1 Corinthians 14, verses 25 and 26, Paul records the response of someone who visits their church services in a very positive way, saying that there's the secrets of their hearts, that's the visitor, are laid bare. So they will fall down and worship God, exclaiming, God is really among you. Paul is anticipating and expecting that there will be that kind of response when church services are as they should be. And that's a spontaneous response, isn't it? It's immediate. It's a noticeable response to the preaching of the gospel, to the evidence of Christian fellowship and the presence of God amongst people. That's what Paul is hoping for and presumably has happened in Corinth, although at the moment it doesn't appear to be doing so when he's writing. And then he says in the following verse, what then shall we say, brothers and sisters, when you come together, each of you has a hymn, a word of instruction, a revelation, a tongue, or an interpretation. And it's not that he's condemning them for the fact they have those, but it's more the way they use them. Nonetheless, there is a sense of the fact that the church services in Corinth don't need to be completely structured and organized. They just need to use these spontaneous elements effectively and in a way that edifies the church, glorifies God, and has an impact on those who visit them. The problem in Corinth is not that everyone has something and wants to use it, but it's the way in which it is done. There is some sense of spontaneity in those church services that Paul sees as healthy. But there is a need for orderliness. Later on in that chapter, verse 40, Paul writes, everything should be done in a fitting and orderly way. So he doesn't see a contradiction between spontaneity and orderliness. How do we deal with this? Well, a book I've been reading recently, which you may have heard me mention before, is by Erickson, Craig Douglas Erickson, Participating in Worship, History, Theory, and Practice. And he says this about the issue of spontaneity. The Spirit moves through spontaneity. The Spirit also moves through form and structure. Obviously, for Paul, both dimensions are vital to the dynamics of worship. So why do we need regularity and why do we need spontaneity? Well, I'd suggest it's for these reasons. There's value in the predictable, and there's value in surprise. There's value in the comfortable, and there's also value in that which discomforts us. There's value in what is familiar, and there is value in what is unfamiliar. There's value in composition of what is already established, and there's value in improvisation. There's value in the habitual, and there's value in the fresh. There's value in the corporate, and there's value in the individual creativity. We need all of these elements in our services, perhaps not every element every week, but certainly space for those different elements. Personally, when I preach, I like interactivity. I like to interact with the group I'm preaching to or teaching. I get sometimes responses I didn't expect, which demands freedom from within myself to adapt to the circumstances. Perhaps the point I was going to make is no longer relevant and I need to move on, skip a point, or make some other point that isn't in my notes, but it is responding to a need in front of the people in front of me. And that's part of the reason why in leading corporate worship, even in the music, for example, we still need that willingness to be adaptable because different needs may come up than the ones we were expecting. Now, we could discuss all the aspects of a church service, but today I'm just going to focus on the musicians' side of things as we lead worship, singing, playing instruments, and leading worship in that sense. Let me give you another quote from Erickson here. A balance between structure and freedom is easier to attain in theory than in practice. Now, that's for sure. The tension between the two can become a source of discord within a congregation. Let's face it, some people prefer more structure and some prefer more spontaneity. The pastoral challenge, and this is something that a worship leader must engage with. It is a pastoral challenge. He says the pastoral challenge is to maintain a creative balance amidst these two constantly shifting elements. I would say that some church services in our leading of worship are going to tend more towards the structural, ritual, regular, and some may tend more towards the spontaneous. Some will contain a balance of both, of course. But as a worship leader, it's something that we need to be thinking about and concerned about, is to, are we achieving the right balance of regularity and structure and spontaneity? The key principle, I believe, is in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 26, where it says, everything must be done so that the church may be built up. That's our goal. And when we assess a church service and we look at the ritual and we look at the spontaneity, we must ask ourselves, did what happened today and what we allowed to happen today, did it build up the church? If it did, amen and hallelujah. If it did not, then we need to adapt and learn from this last experience. Now, what do we need to consider before going spontaneous as part of our church services? Well, I would suggest a couple of things. Firstly, discuss the place of spontaneity in your corporate worship setting with your local leadership. As well as that, agree on the principles and practicals of spontaneity as a worship team. And then also, don't forget to get feedback. Ask people in the congregation who you trust to have a good view of these things whether the spontaneity that was experienced in any particular service was helpful. Get that feedback and learn for the next time. Now, how do we enable spontaneity? Well, first of all, I must give a warning here in a sense that we must not abandon structure. In fact, it is structure that enables freedom. What is particularly helpful for a worship team is to have that structure in as far advance as possible. Please, if you are the worship leader who organizes the music worship, send it as early as you can to your team. Recently, we had a service based on Psalm 100, and it was wonderful. We had a special extra singing and congregational involvement and several things. But one of the reasons it was successful, in my opinion, is because I trailed it well ahead of time. The congregation knew a lot of what was coming, and the worship team had that structure well in advance. And there's something about knowing what's coming which gives us the freedom to be spontaneous. Some practicals in terms of spontaneity. What would it look like practically to be more spontaneous in the way we lead corporate worship? Well, perhaps we could extend a song. We've sung a song, we've kind of finished it, but we extend it. We sense that's the right thing to do. We sing an extra verse, go back to verse one, or sing one of the other verses, repeat the chorus, the bridge, go and use elements of the song we've already been singing. Perhaps you could add or change a song during the service. This would require some technical wizardry, perhaps, if you're using a PowerPoint and a laptop and a projector, but it can be done. How about having someone ready to do that? What about reading a scripture between songs, or even between verses of a song, or quoting a scripture that you've got in your mind that seems appropriate as you are singing that song? What about a prayer? A prayer between verses, a prayer between choruses, a prayer between songs. Just perhaps a short prayer. Or saying a few words about what you have just sung or what you are about to sing. Something's come to you, something you learned in the week, something you heard in your week, something that has stirred in your heart. To say a few words that will heighten the congregation's understanding and appreciation of what we're about to sing about. What else can you think of? Those are just a few ideas. I'm sure there are many more. I would love to know what you think. What have you seen done spontaneously that has worked? Or perhaps what have you seen done that didn't work, and why did it not work? It's important to consider that as well. Please leave a comment wherever you hear this recording, and leave it in public so that we can learn from one another, because we learn best when we learn in community. Please pass the link to this recording on to one other person who might benefit. Hit the like button, subscribe to these podcasts, leave us a review if you could. I'd very much appreciate that. But I hope that these thoughts have been useful to you today. Let's consider the place and the practicalities of spontaneity in our times of corporate worship. Until the next time, I hope that when you gather with all the saints this next time for your next occasion of corporate worship, that you will be able to, as it says in Psalm 100, verse 2, Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Take care and God bless.